You know, the past four seasons, just kind of been able to sit back. And obviously, I started a little bit as a rookie, got some great playing experience there. And the past few years, just kind of see, you know, how Derek has prepared, you know, for games, you know. You know, obviously learning from Greg Olson and John DeFilippo, and now learning from Bill Musgrave and Todd Downing. And you kind of get a lot of knowledge there, especially at the quarterback position, you know. So I think, you know, my knowledge of the game has definitely improved. You know, I think you just kind of learn how to prepare. You learn how to just kind of schedule your time better throughout the course of the week and prepare yourself as best as you can for Sunday.
What have the last few days been like? Is there a lot of people reaching out to you, you know, support, all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, you know, the support's been great, you know, as it always has been. You know, and that's just, you know, that's just extra motivation right there. You know, you see how many people, you know, family, friends care about you, how many people in Raider Nation care about you and want you to succeed and do well.
A lot of people talk about that you're a guy that plays with the chip on his shoulder. Do you like kind of being, you know, being doubted, being that underdog?
You know, I don't. I've obviously gotten that, you know, question a lot throughout my career. You know, playing with a chip on your shoulder and things like that. I don't necessarily think I play that way. I mean, I really enjoy playing the game. I really enjoy competition. I enjoy being out there with the guys and playing the game and doing well and winning. I mean, you know, regardless, you know, of whether people like you or they don't like you, or people critique you or they don't critique you, you know, it's out of my control. You know, somebody writers may like me, some may not like me. It is what it is. I don't really try to let that bother me. I don't, you know, be honest with you, I don't read a ton of your stuff or your articles. You know, I just try to, you know, focus on the task at hand and play to the best of my ability. Well, there's always pressure when you play this game. You know, you talk about proving yourself week in and week out and things like that. You're constantly trying to prove yourself. This is a performance-based business. And if you're not playing well and you're not winning and you're not doing well, then, you know, you're not going to be a starter very long, especially at the quarterback position. So that's what we're doing now. We understand what's at stake come Sunday, and we're preparing for that.
Hey, Matt, were you and Derek having
I just, you know, reached out to him, you know, just told him that, you know, we're praying for him, you know, hopefully everything is going well and he's feeling good. He's a great guy, you know, good teammate, good friend, and, you know, I'm sure he'll be helping us out throughout the course of the week. You know, I don't really, you know, think about that. I don't think about, you know, situation I was in, you know, when I was a rookie, the situation I was in now. You know, 2013 was great for me to get experience, great playing with that group of guys. You know, we were in position to win games. You know, unfortunately, we couldn't put it all together, you know, at certain points of the game to win. And now, you know, with this group of guys we have, obviously we've got some good guys, some good Pro Bowl players. It's exciting. We got, you know, obviously, you know, Rodney and Donald and KO and Gabe and you know, Menelik and Austin, just this real solid group of guys, good players, and, you know, I really look forward to this week of practice with them and look forward to playing with them on Sunday.
How big, Matt, was that third down conversion for you as far as establishing the chemistry with Amari going for the show? Not only did you make that throw, but that he knew where to be and could go up and grab that for you as far as chemistry going forward.
Well, Amari's, you know, first and foremost, a very intelligent player. And then, you know, secondly, obviously, his athletic ability just jumps off the charts. You know, I haven't had the opportunity to throw a lot of balls to him the past few years, you know, in practice or in games. But you just see on film, you see throughout the course of the week how he runs his route certain ways. You know he's going to be in the right spot. And, you know, in a situation like that, you want to win the game right there. You want to put yourself in the position to kneel three times and win. Hey, you know, Amari's a playmaker, and, you know, I believe in giving guys a chance to make plays for you when you need it.
Is a lot of the next couple of weeks getting in extra time after practice, before practice, with those guys to get the extra reps with those guys?
Definitely. You know, I feel like mentally my approach has always been well, but I think just physically we need to get, you know, a little more reps here and there, get our timing down with one another. But those guys are on board. You know, they've been great so far. And you know, reaching out to me and coming up to me and just saying, hey, we're here, you know, let's get some extra reps, things like that.
what's it like having a guy like Hudson there who's pretty good at the line and helping make checks and things like that, to have him as an asset?
It's incredible. Ronnie's a great player. Fun guy to be around, really smart, really bright. So it definitely takes, a little weight off my shoulders there, knowing you got a guy like Rodney out there really help you with protections and play calls, things like that.
You spoke about the pressure, but at the same time, how much have you dreamt about this moment, leading the team into the postseason?
It's exciting. You know, this is a position that you want to be in. You know, this is why you spend so much time, you know, trying to master your craft, and why you put so much time in the weight room, in the film room, and on the practice field is for games like this and for moments like this. So we're definitely aware of where we're at right now, and again, what's at stake come Sunday, and we're excited about it.
Got to ask Matt, because fans have been asking too. The Twitter thing, you block a lot of people, block a lot of media, block a lot of fans. What is that sort of the motivation that you got?
Look, I'm not searching out people to block them on Twitter. I don't sit there on my phone and do that, but I'll be honest with you guys, you know, if I'm reading an article and I come across somebody, you know, you get a sarcastic tweet or an article bashing the Oakland Raider organization or bashing the guys in the locker room, I don't want to read that stuff. So, I mean, that's what gets people blocked on Twitter, you know. It's nothing personal, you know. I don't want to read bad or negative things about this organization or about the guys in that locker room. That's all.
So you're handling it yourself, then? You don't have somebody doing it for you?
No, I use Twitter and social media. I use it for news to see what's going on around the league, you know, and keep up to date with news, you know. Yeah. So I don't even really tweet, or, you know, I retweet stuff sometimes, but I don't, you know.